the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who allowed none to witness when He created the heavens and the earth, and who took no helper when He authored the spirits. He has no associate in divinity and no support in unity. Tongues fall silent before the limits of describing Him. Intellects fail before the core of knowing Him. Terrents fall low in awe of Him. Faces are humbled in fear of Him. And everything mighty yields to His mightiness. So to Thee belongs praise again and again, well measured, continually, and methodically. And may His blessings be upon His messenger endlessly, and His salutation everlastingly, eternally. O Allah, make the beginning of this day of mine righteousness, its middle prosperity, and its end success. I seek refuge in Thee from a day whose beginning is fright, and whose middle is anxiety, and whose end is pain. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from Thee for every vow I have vowed, and every promise I have promised, and every pledge I have pledged, then failed to keep for Thee. I ask Thee concerning the complaints of Thy servants against me. If there is a servant from among Thy servants, of a handmaid from among Thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask Thee, O He who owns all objects of need which are granted by His will and hastened to His desire, that Thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makest the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that Thou willst, and givest me mercy from Thee. Forgiveness decreases Thee not, and giving injuries Thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from Thee: the facility to obey Thee at its beginning, and the favor of Thy forgiveness at its end. O He who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, salam and congratulations to you all on a very auspicious day. the day on which a noble girl was born in a blessed household. Yes, congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Hazrat Zainab. And we congratulate to all the nurses as well. It's their day too.
The children are wearing new clothes. Bright colors fill the streets. Their faces full of laughter. Their pockets full of sweets. Let us rejoice indeed. This is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice indeed. For this is the day of Eid.
But first, let's see what date is today. Today, Sunday, is the 5th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding the 30th of Azar, 1399 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 20th of December, 2020 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Please accept our congratulations and be with today's special.
Let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Eid Sa'id, let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Celebrate, let's celebrate. Allah, Allah, thank you for this day.
Birthday of Sayyida Zainab alayha salam is observed as Nurses Day in Iran. Nurse, a word full of meaning, a word that is a correct and accurate definition of friendship, generosity, sacrifice, and forgiveness. A nurse does not distinguish between night and day. As an angel, she appears at the beside of the sick, stroking their head. A nurse spends her life on people. The moment of a patient's release from a hospital is the sweetest moment in a nurse's life. If her patient suffers, a nurse shares in the suffering. In certain situations, a nurse shows such benevolence toward her patient that the patient's closest kin are not prepared to render such service. A nurse's occupation is not an ordinary one. Nursing is a sacred and valuable profession. A nurse does not work for money or material benefits, for the wages she receives do not compensate of her untainted labors. When a nurse sees that her patient's life is in danger, she forgets everything and becomes selfless. Birthday of Sayyida Zainab, alayha salam, peace be upon her, is observed as Nurse Day in Iran. Congratulations to all nurses.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the birth anniversary of Zainab, the 5th of Jamadi al-Ula, or Jamadi al-Awwal, is the birth anniversary of Zainab, daughter of one of the daughters of Imam Ali alayhi salam and Fatima Zahra salamullah alayha. The name of Zainab is associated with the event of Karbala and the Ashura episode and accompanying her brother Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. In Iran, the birthday anniversary of Hazrat Zainab salamullah alayha has been named after the nurses, so it's the Iranian National Day of Nurses. This is because in the event of Ashura, Hazrat Zainab salamullah alayha proved very helpful, especially on the very stressful situation of Karbala, and she helped the survivors of the Ashura episode, and many of them were injured, and all of them were bereaved. because whoever was present on the day of Ashura was at least afflicted with a great calamity, the calamity of martyrdom of a beloved one, or whether, I mean, someone's son, brother, or husband, and so on. And we find that in the event of Ashura, Hazrat Zainab salamullah alayha lost her sons, her brothers, her relatives. In addition, we find that Hazrat Zainab salamullah alayha undertook a very great responsibility after the event of Ashura, and that is right from the moment of the martyrdom of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam up to their return to Karbala, especially on the way, short stay at Kufa and then at Damascus. Hazrat Zainab salamullah alayha delivered very hot speeches in which she manifested, she showed the true version of Islam and disclosed the false and claimant face of the Umayyads. Now we find that on such a day, the aim is just to remember, however, in a limited scale, the usefulness, the helpfulness of nurses, because the day has been named after them, and then by being associated with the birthday anniversary of Hazrat Zainab, we have to remember ourselves of the great sacrifice of Hazrat Zainab salamullah alayha. Thank you.
Hazrat Zainab is a model of resistance and sacrifice. In the rebellion of Ashura and in the most turbulent conditions, she nursed the injured in the best possible manner, one of the most beautiful manifestations of nursing. When a nurse is a model with the special characteristics gathered within her, it is as if she were the protector of moral values. Law abidance, the protector and executor of our higher duties. Sympathetic, kind, conscientious, independent, shouldering responsibility, hardworking, and untiring. Sayyida Zainab, peace be upon her, was not only a nurse for women and children, she nursed those who had suffered in body and soul, those whose clothing and skin had burned in the fighting tent fire, a dust on Ashura. Those who had suffered mentally, those who had heard rejoicing in their miseries. This nursing began at dust on the day of Ashura and continued to Kufa, Karbala, and Medina. An important lesson one can learn from this stage of life is that no difficulty prevented Sayyida Zainab, peace be upon her, from carrying out her responsibilities. Congratulations to all Muslims on the auspicious birthday anniversary of Lady Zainab, peace be upon her.
نبلقاكم طيبين والسعادة بالأحبة وهم معانا عايدون يا عساهم عايدين باركوا يا حباب نور العيد جانا.
Women's role in society. Lady Zainab is one of the Ahlul Bayt. She was born in the house of prophethood, and she is one of the greatest women of all humankind. Sayyida Zainab, Lady Zainab, was no stranger to death or oppression through her life. She faces most of the difficult and tough times, which, if it was not her, none of the human beings can survive. Lady Zainab's strength, leadership, and vision are a lesson for men and women alike in today's world. Women have an important role to play in all aspects of life, at home, at work, in the community, at the university, at our centers, the mosques. Taking the lessons we learn throughout the month of Muharram and Safar, we can strive to build a better community of inclusion and appreciation of one another. We can create more opportunities and positions for women to take leadership roles to help our communities continue to grow. Peace and mercy be upon Lady Zainab from the day she was born, the day she was departed, and to the day that she will rise as a trustworthy lady.
She was born in the 5th of Jamad al-Awwal, 5 years after the Hijrah, 5 years after the migration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. She was the third daughter of Amir al-Mu'mineen and Fatima al-Zahra. The day she was born, Amir al-Mu'mineen, he came. Rasulullah asked Amir al-Mu'mineen, "What have you named her?" She was the first daughter of Amir al-Mu'mineen. He asked Amir al-Mu'mineen, "What have you named her?" Amir al-Mu'mineen, he shows his manners, his polite manners. He says, "Ma kuntu la'usammiha qabla Rasulullah." He says, "I will not name her, and I did not name my daughter until I ask permission. I see what Rasulullah says." And this shows the akhlaq of Amir al-Mu'mineen. And then Rasulullah, he says, "And I will not name her until Allah names her." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named her Zainab. Zainab has a few definitions. One, it's a meaning of a flower, a tree, a good tree. Another definition is that the name is a two-part name. Ism Murakkab. Zain, the adornment of her Ab. Zain Ab, the adornment of her father. And she was the adornment of her father, Amir al-Mu'mineen. Just like Fatima al-Zahra was the adornment of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. So we gather to remember Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam. So it's okay to take a flower to your wife, to the ones that you love in your family, for the sake of the birth of Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam. For the birth of Sayyidah Zainab, do such a thing. Show an act of love, because Sayyidah Zainab had a heart that was full of love. A heart that was so loving that she was willing to sacrifice everything that she had for the sake of the Imam of her time. Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam, on the day of Ashura, she also sacrificed her own two sons, but she did not say anything.
Dear friends, that was all for today's special. Please accept our congratulations on the auspicious birthday anniversary of Lady Zainab, peace be upon her. Have a nice time.
Ya man atayta fazidta hubbana أسعدتنا وجمعت شملنا أنت هدية من الله لنا بعد انتظارنا لك طول السنة فيك السرور والهنا حمدا لك يا ربنا عيد سعيد Let's enjoy this happy day عيد مبارك Celebrate.
Food for thought.
Salam, dear listeners. On the blessed 5th of Jamadi al-Awwal, the birth anniversary of Prophet's granddaughter, Hazrat Zainab, peace be upon her, who because of her piety and devotion to God Almighty was known as Zahida and Abida, the devoted. She found little of interest in worldly adornments, always preferring the bliss and comfort of the next world, and would say, "The life of this world is like a resting place to relieve fatigue along a journey."
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. Welcome to another program of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. First and foremost, we'd like to send our congratulations to the Imam of the time, Imam Sahib al-Asri wal-Zaman, and to all Muslims, whoever they may be. And further, we can also send our congratulations to all of mankind for the true essence and the true work of this lady did, and whose birthday it is today, was reported whose birthday it is today. All of humanity have benefited from her. The day is reported to be the birth of Bibi Zainab, the daughter of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, the daughter of Bibi Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha. And truly, when we mention this lady, the first things that normally come to our head is her presence, with her brother on the day of Ashura on the plains of Karbala, and her journey then on to Kufa, to Sham, and then back to Medina. This is a lady who was known as Umm al-Masa'ib, the lady of grief, of grievances, of tribulations and trials. And even though it is her birthday, even though it's a day that, you know, we should be celebrating, but it's very difficult to actually celebrate a day like this when we know that what occurred to her and her family, and on that, you know, dreadful journey that they took. But even then, through all the things and through all those difficulties, she held her head up high, and she did things that, you know, most of us would not have had the ability to do. Obviously, she's been the daughter of Bibi Zahra Sahra Salam wa Alayha, the daughter of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. That when she, in the alleys of Kufa, protected her family, spoke out against those who were there throwing stones at them, and she defended the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is reported to have said that, you know, Subhanallah, praises be to Allah, that you are a teacher without seeing a teacher. You are a knowledgeable lady without sitting at the feet of someone who is more knowledgeable than you. In other words, she not actually went and did learning, as you would say, learning in a school or in a madrasa. But this is who this lady was. She didn't need to. She grew up in a house of knowledge. She grew up with her brother. She grew up with both her brothers, rather. With her mother, with her father. Even for a small period of time with her grandfather, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So what do you expect from a person who grew up in such an environment? Such blessings around her. Such bravery came out during that journey, during those days, during those dreadful nights. Hence we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have the opportunity, hopefully, to visit this blessed lady, wherever her grave may be. Again, there's historical discrepancies here. But we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we get the opportunity to visit her, inshaAllah. And on this her birthday, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever she did for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hastens the reappearance of our Imam al-Sahib al-Asri wa-Zaman. Inshallah, until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. You're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, a program that broadcasts from Voice of Islamic Republic of Iran. And its aim is to bring the recitation of the Holy Quran into our lives. In this program, first we're going to have some quotes about the Holy Quran by some Western scholars. Then we are going to listen to some verses by famous reciters. After that, Brother Muhammad, the expert of Tajweed, is going to analyze the recitation. And at the end, we have a segment called Attractiveness of the Holy Quran, presented by Brother Yasser Ibrahim. Stay tuned. In this part, we're going to have some scientists' comments regarding the Noble Quran. Professor Yoshide Kusan, the director of the Tokyo Observatory, concerning the Noble Quran, has said, I'm very much impressed by finding true astronomical facts in Quran. And for us modern astronomers have been studying very small pieces of the universe. We have concentrated our efforts for understanding a very small part, because by using telescopes, we can see only very few parts of the sky without thinking about the whole universe. So, by reading Quran and by answering the questions, I think I can find my future way for investigation of the universe. Now it's time to listen to the recitation of verse 8 of Surah At-Tahrim, recited by Sheikh Muhammad Al-Laythi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran. You just listened to the recitation of Surah At-Tahrim, verse number 8, recited by Sheikh Muhammad Al-Laythi. Now we want to analyze this recitation in terms of the rules of tajweed. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. We have a matul munfasil in the phrase Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. So we can lengthen this mat to either 2, 4, or 5 vowel counts. But we have to remember one thing with respect to matul munfasil. And that is, whenever you decide to lengthen a matul munfasil in your recitation to any of the three number of vowel counts that we can lengthen matul munfasil, you have to make sure that you do the same for all of the matul munfasils. For example, if you lengthen this matul munfasil to 4 vowel counts, you should lengthen all the other matul munfasils in your recitation to 4 vowel counts. In fact, all meds, all types of med, they have to be the same in terms of number of vowel counts. For example, madul muttasil should either be 4 or 5, not both. Madaridun lissukun should either be 2, 4, or 6 vowel counts. Okay? So for example, if you say innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir, you lengthen it to 6 vowel counts. The next verse, you have to also say وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرِ. Okay? Even for all mads, you have to have consistency. تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Again, we have another mad al-munfasil here. تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. We have a long vowel followed by a hamza in 2 separate words. تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا. تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا. We have إدغام على الغنة. عسى ربكم أن يكفر عنكم سيئاتكم. يكفر عنكم سيئاتكم. So we have يكفر. The ra has تفخيم. And also the ra of ربكم has تفخيم, thickness. سيئاتكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري. We have إخفاء نون ساكن and the phrase جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار يوم لا يخزي الله النبي. The lamb of Allah is pronounced with ترقيق, not with تغليل, because it's preceded by ياء المد. يوم لا يخزي الله النبي والذين آمنوا معه. This is sila, so we have the option to stop or continue, but continuing is better and preferred. نورهم يسعى بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم يقولون يقولون ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا. أتمم, we have to make sure that the ta is pronounced actually. If we say أتمم, أتمم, that's incorrect. وَغْفِرْ لَنَا, the ra is pronounced with tarqiq here. وَغْفِرْ لَنَا إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. We have again إِخْفَاء of نون ساكنة here. شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Thank you, dear listeners, for listening to this program of Let's Recite the Quran. May Allah bless you all. وَسَلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
كتاب الله, كتاب الله,
كتاب الله.
Dear brothers and sisters in faith, you're listening to Let's Recite the Quran from IRIB English Radio. As you may know, the Quran is a book that can change the life of the one who is in contact with it. In this segment, Brother Yasser Ibrahim is going to tell us stories of those that their lives have been changed by the Noble Quran.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. Going straight back to our story regarding the 90th verse of Surah Nahl, which is the 16th surah of the Holy Quran, a very powerful and profound verse. We come to a story that has been mentioned, that the Holy Prophet recited
the 151st verse of Surah An'am to the Banu Shayban. And then two individuals from the one named Mafruq and the other named Musanna, you know, were mesmerized, were taken aback by these words of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the Holy Prophet sensing an opportunity here that these two individuals are attracted and have the ability to understand the miraculous nature of the Holy Quran, recited this verse from Surah An-Nahl. Inna Allah ya'murukum bil adli wal ihsan. That indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enjoins justice and kindness and generosity towards relatives. And He forbids indecency, wrong, and aggression. He advises you so that you may take admonition. So when this verse was recited to these two individuals, one being Mafruq, the other being Musanna, the first person to speak was Mafruq, and he says that, I swear by Allah, you, O Qurayshi, that you, person of Quraysh, have invited us towards the beauty and those, you know, beautiful moral characteristics, the makarim al-akhlaq, and invited us towards good acts and good works. That person who denies you and who, you know, calls you a liar, and who is, or rather, that person who has enmity with you, surely he has gone astray and he has destroyed himself. The second individual then spoke, and Muthanna, he says that, I have heard something from you, O Quraysh, Qurayshi, O person from Quraysh, Ya Rasulullah, that you have said something that is beautiful, something that is good, something, and that your words have brought up, you know, I don't know how to put this into English, but has mesmerized me, has brought, you know, has surprised me, has caught, taken me aback, that you have mentioned something that I have not heard before, nor do I expect anything like this to come from a person like you. Why? Because you are from Quraysh, you are from a group of people who are not known for this in that particular area. But you have brought something that is so eloquent, so profound. It's inviting towards goodness. It itself is good. This is what this verse of the Holy Quran, that is the 90th verse of Surah Nahl, did to those two individuals. That is Mafruq and Muthanna from the tribe of Bani Shayban. The tradition doesn't continue to say what happened at the end, but they may have become Muslim or not. It is not clear, you know, this tradition. But it is most likely that they did, because it is referenced in a book that deals with the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, until next time, my dear brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, that was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And you can also visit us on our website, that is parstoday.com. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Call of Islam Radio. Until our next episode, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق
birthday of the heroine of Karbala. In the name of God, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Salam, everybody, and heartiest felicitations to you on a very auspicious occasion. We are celebrating the birthday of the immortal heroine of Karbala, and we invite you to join us in listening to a special feature on this blessed day. Stay with us, please. Today, the fifth of the Islamic month of Jamadil Awwal is celebrated in the Islamic Republic of Iran as the Day of the Nurse, to honor the services to humanity of these paramedics who strive day and night to ensure the recovery of patients suffering from various diseases. These days, when we in Iran and the whole world are in the grip of the coronavirus pandemic, the selfless services of the nursing staff, whether male or female, have assumed added importance, especially after the sacrifices they have offered for the recovery of patients, with many of them attaining martyrdom in the process. The point, however, is, what is the significance of this particular date of the year for nurses? It is a good question, and the answer is obvious. For your information, today is that auspicious day in history when the virtuous lady that nursed Islam back to life was born. She was none other than the heroine of Karbala, Hazrat Zainab, peace be upon her, the granddaughter of the Almighty's last and greatest messenger, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. It is beyond the power of ordinary mortals to pen the merits and virtues of Hazrat Zainab, peace be upon her, whose praise requires a tongue as eloquent as that of the Noble Quran, or as heart-soothing as that of the Prophet of Islam, as expressive as that of her father, the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, as fluent as that of her brother, the martyr of Karbala, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, and as steeped in piety as that of her nephew, Imam Zainul Abidin, peace be upon him. Her genealogy is impeccable. She was a blue-blood scion of monotheist House of Hisham, the noble leader of the Quraysh tribe, who was descended from Prophet Abraham's firstborn son, Prophet Ishmael, peace be upon them. If her father, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, continues to transcend history and historical developments as the divinely designated vicegerent of the Almighty's last and greatest prophet, her mother is the noblest ever lady born on planet Earth, the Prophet's immaculate daughter, Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her. If the Prophet of Islam, as the mercy unto the whole creation, is her maternal grandfather, her paternal grandfather is that protector of infant Islam, the Prophet's beloved uncle and guardian, Abu Talib, the consanguineous brother of the Prophet's father, Abdullah. If her maternal grandmother is the Ummul Mu'mineen, or mother of all true believers, Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra, peace be upon her, also known as Malikatul Arab, for her fabulous wealth that she all spent for Islam, her paternal grandmother is Fatima bint Asad, the lady who had brought up the orphaned Prophet as her own son following the death of his grandfather, Abdul Muttalib, and his mother, Amina bint Wahab. The merits of Hazrat Zainab, peace be upon her, who gave her two youthful sons, Aun and Muhammad, as sacrifices for the cause of Islam at Karbala, do not end here, in view of the fact that her brothers were Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, peace upon them, the leaders of the Youth of Paradise. Moreover, she was married to her first cousin Abdullah, the son of Ja'far Tayyar, the first migrant in Islam, whose famous expounding of monotheism and the merits of Prophet Jesus and the Virgin Mary, peace upon them, in the court of King Neges of Abyssinia, Ethiopia, when the polytheist of Mecca pursued him there, is recorded in golden letters. Hazrat Zainab, peace be upon her, was too great to rest on family laurels. She explored a distinctive path of her own, and that is the reason her virtues merited the title Thaniya Zahra, or the lady who is second only to her impeccable mother, Hazrat Zahra, peace be upon her, the greatest lady of all times. Her mother needed an immaculate deputy to demonstrate to the women of the world the greatness of Islam and the practical meaning of piety, virtue, and feminine rights. That is why her elder daughter, Zainab Kubra, peace be upon her, rose to the occasion to carve out an immortal niche for herself in history. Although not infallible like the prophets, the imams, and her own mother, the heroine of Karbala set a lasting example of flawlessness that not even the infallible Adam could match because of his slight negligence in approaching the forbidden tree while in heaven at the dawn of human creation. Hazrat Zainab, peace be upon her, was the embodiment of practical knowledge. The Iranian scholar Sheikh Sadugh, who flourished over 1,000 years ago, writes, "People used to refer to her in jurisprudential matters related to the sanctioned and forbidden until her nephew, Imam Zainul Abidin, peace be upon him, recovered from his illness." In view of this statement, it is knowledge that unravels all realities. In other words, there is no aspect of human life that does not require knowledge and awareness. Her father, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, in his famous advice to his disciple, Khomeil ibn Ziyad, as mentioned in Nahjul Balagha, has beautifully outlined the indispensable nature of knowledge as more worthy than wealth, saying, "Knowledge guards you while you have to guard wealth. Wealth decreases by spending, while knowledge increases by spending." In Islam, the pursuit of knowledge is not confined to men, but women are also urged to acquire it. Unlike other creeds and cultures, Islam restored women to her natural status in society with emphasis on learning so that literate and knowledgeable mothers could properly groom their children, the future hope of the society. Thus, Hazrat Zainab, peace be upon her, was immune from any ignorance and possessed God-given knowledge with certitude. No less a personality than her nephew, Imam Zainul Abidin, peace be upon him, says about her, "You are, by the grace of God, a scholar, unschooled by anyone and a sage by connation. The fourth Imam, in praise of her eloquent sermons in Kufa and Damascus, when in the aftermath of the heartrending tragedy of Karbala, the noble prisoners were brought before the Umayyad rulers, has spoken about their realities and finer points of her God-given intelligence and knowledge. He said that what his impeccable aunt demonstrated is not easy to grasp by even the most erudite scholars. Her clarity of language and choice of words to expound the mission of her brother in the court of the tyrant Yazid is rather unique. History is incapable of doing full justice to her sermons that ensured eternity for the mission of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. Scholars pointing to a single phrase from her memorable sermon in the court of Damascus say that besides being an indicator of her firm faith, trust in God, sincerity of purpose, and dauntlessness under the most adverse circumstances, it shattered to pieces the power and pride of tyrant Yazid. Her bold address to the seemingly proud caliph, "It is justice, O son of freed slaves," shook the very foundations of Umayyad rule and exposed its illegitimacy not only for those present at the court, including the Byzantine ambassador, but for all generations to come. By her use of the word tolaqa, that is the plural form of taliq or freed slave, Hazrat Zainab, peace be upon her, was actually reminding the ruler how her grandfather, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, on the day of the peaceful surrender of Mecca to Muslims in 8 AH, had shown magnanimity to the infidel Abu Sufyan, his accursed wife Hind, and his equally criminal son Muawiyah, the grandfather, grandmother, and father of Yazid, despite the fact that Hind had so savagely carved out the liver of the Prophet's martyred uncle Hamza years earlier at the Battle of Uhud and tried to chew it. On the day of the liberation of Mecca, the Prophet of Islam, magnanimous as ever, had called Abu Sufyan, Muawiyah, and their other idolatrous kinsmen, tolaqa, or freed slaves, and had spared their lives by accepting their lip service to Islam in order to teach humanity a lasting reason that what evil such despised ingrates do when opportunity comes their way to strike at the humanitarian principles that they had always opposed. Thus, it is said, the immortal saga of Karbala would have